Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
For Seattle, the 12s, that's what they call their fans. They're going to be excited to see a lot of 12 personnel. What is that? That's the two tight ends. And it's a mismatch on paper when you look at it. The tight ends having a lot of success against the Arizona Cardinals. And I'm going to go with a guy for the Seahawks in A.J. Barner at 25-1. Like Jawan Johnson, like Jatavion Sanders. A.J. Barner's going to have some success and will be your first TD scorer tonight.
From the 16, the protection, man, open for it. Touchdown, A.J. Barner, the tight end.
And I'll see you on the island. Oh my gosh, welcome back. This is You Better, You Bet. Well done, our guy Jacobson, cutting that together. The whole crew cutting that together and making that work. Awesome, awesome job. I was stunned. I was not expecting that. Coming out of the break here as A.J. Barner once again gets it done on the island. Absolutely love that one. Bill Zimmerman is a Billy Z special, putting that one together. So shout out to our guy Billy Z, who's going to join us here shortly. But you got to love it, don't you? I mean, all these long shots, and it feels like we've been chalky with these first TD scores. Like, here's David Montgomery. Here's insert RB1 here. And all these guys are like 5-1. I'm not betting 5-1 on somebody to score the first touchdown. I like the long shots. And A.J. Barner, tight end against the Cardinals defense, just cooking like Jawan Johnson, like Jatavion Sanders. Absolutely love it there. So good to look back on that one as A.J. Barner reaches pay dirt and got us paid at 25-1. 40 minutes from now here on You Better, You Bet, Nick Kostos will join us with his thoughts on last night's Seahawks win over the Arizona Cardinals. Seattle now 3-1. What does it mean for the Cardinals going forward? What does it mean for the Seahawks going forward? Nick will let us know coming up at 4 o'clock. And also, 20 minutes from now, we're going to check in with what's going on at Bethpage Black. Our guy Tyler Morales, our golf aficionado, will get us up to speed on the Ryder Cup between the United States and Europe. Europe currently up 3-1. Not looking good for our boys in Stars and Stripes, but hey, it's early. We still got Saturday. We still got Sunday. But if this doesn't go well this afternoon, it might start getting late early for the United States. We'll also hear from our baseball aficionado, Jay Kassan, as we head into the final weekend of the MLB regular season. But joining us now, like he does each and every weekday here at 3:20, our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman. Bill, I was caught off guard. I was not expecting the A.J. Barner heading into this 3:20 segment, man. Well done. So go ahead and give me that shout out there. That was very nice.
Yeah, you know, that was really good. You know, when you did that in the moment, I was like, you know what? That's a really good bet. And I did not place it. I should have placed it. I should have tailed you. I did not. That's on me. Because right when you said it, I was like, you know what? That is a really good spot for Barner. Because he's been pretty decent in Seattle. So.
Yeah, he's a solid player, and they play so much 12 tight end or 12 personnel, which is the two tight end set. Like, he plays, like, he's on the field more than JSN. Like, that's how insane it is. I'm like, all right, I get it, guys. Like, you like Barner, but like, maybe put JSN on the field some more. But yeah, like, they play so much, and I was like, you know what, against a defense where they're giving it up to the tight ends, you know, let's take a flyer on a guy that's 25-1. And thank God he caught the ball. Because, like, I see him the target, and that ball was in the air for, it felt like, 5 minutes. I'm just like, oh, my God, that's going to Barner. He brings it in, 25-1. The tweets start flying, and everybody that was on the island with me, it was awesome to cash that ticket. But that's yesterday's news. Let's get to today's news. Bill, what's the number one thing we need to know on this Friday afternoon?
Femi, it is big news out of Washington because we have found out here officially that both Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin will not play this Sunday for the Commanders in Atlanta against the Falcons. Femi, I know Marcus Mariota had a big game last week, but without McLaurin here, without Daniels, this is going to be a tall order for the Commanders to go into Atlanta and beat a what we all think is a good Falcons team, even with a struggling Michael Penix.
Yeah, it says so much about Atlanta that they're only like a 2-point favorite in this game. It says a lot. The betting market's just like, we want no parts of this jabroni football team that just lost by 30 to the Carolina Panthers this past Sunday. Now, as somebody who saw this news early this morning for us on the West Coast, early afternoon for you guys on the East Coast, like I went ahead and jammed in some Atlanta Falcons money line at minus 105. Like, it was just a bet on, hey, I want to grab this number because it's going to improve in the next, like, 5 minutes. And that's what happens. You try to get ahead of some injury news. Some sportsbooks are slower to pull it than others. And then you can go ahead and take advantage with Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin being out. But it's not just those two guys. It's also Noah Brown, which you might laugh out loud at home or in your car listening, watching, whatever you're doing, how you're consuming. We appreciate it. Like, Noah Brown's not a guy that's going to move the needle. I would never mention Noah Brown in terms of moving the needle. But when you're already down Terry McLaurin, it matters. And now it's Marcus Mariota, who has Deebo Samuel as his wide receiver, who, like, let's not be confused. This is not 2019 Deebo Samuel out there, guys. It's 2025 Deebo Samuel. And after that, it's nobody. Like what's Zach Ertz in 2025? Once again, it's not 2019, folks. Like, this is a roster that's old, and older rosters get hurt. You got Luke McCaffrey, Jalen Lane. Like, all right, maybe you're a little bit bullish on one of those guys, but on the road with a backup quarterback, I would not be bullish, especially against a team in the Atlanta Falcons, who, if you're ever going to get a focused performance from Atlanta, this would be the week. Like, they will show us the best of them. Whatever that is, we're going to get it. If it's good enough to cover this number, great. If it's not good enough, we know they're terrible. But, like, after a 30-point loss, I think you're going to get the very best from the Atlanta Falcons. So the spot says Atlanta. The injury news says Atlanta. I think it's Atlanta coming up on Sunday. Just a bad, bad injury outcome for the Washington Commanders. Good thing for them, they won last week. So it's not like a disastrous situation, because I think Jaden Daniels will probably be back soon. McLaurin, sounds like it's week to week. That could be a little bit iffy with the quad injury. But as long as Daniels comes back next week or maybe the week after that, they should still be fine and be competitive in a very difficult NFC. But for this week, it's the Dirty Birds. I'm rocking with the Falcons. Bill, hit me with the next one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Femi, quickly from the Ryder Cup, Cam Young just rolled in a birdie putt on 9, so him and Justin Thomas re-up in their match in the Ryder Cup. We'll get into that with Tyler Morales next segment. But a couple of huge games in the NFL this weekend, including one of them, of course, the Cowboys and the Packers in Dallas, Sunday Night Football. It is the Micah Parsons Bowl as he returns to Dallas. But if you ask Jerry Jones, facing Micah Parsons, not really that big of a deal.
Micah is special, and we all know he is, and he can be disruptive. But we have huge amounts of experience with the anecdotes that we've seen used on us for the last 4 years. Right. And while he does make great plays, there is also a way to approach playing against Micah, as we know, because we didn't exactly win the Super Bowl during those years.
So Jerry was on with our Odyssey teammates at 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. And Femi, You better hope Micah Parsons doesn't have a big day after that comment, because every time Jerry opens his mouth these days, it seems like every Cowboys fan just collectively shakes their head.
I mean, if I'm Dak Prescott, I'm like, what the hell, Jerry? You get to be in the owner's box, chilling in the suite, watching the game. I'm the guy that's behind this offensive line that's already injured, and now you just keep pissing off Micah Parsons, keep adding more fuel to the fire. Like, this is one of the ultimate revenge games. They literally dragged him all throughout this offseason, just had these like weird negotiations of, we don't want to talk to your agent. I don't even know your agent's name. All of these things were said by Jerry Jones. And then we got to the very end, and he's like, well, you know what? We want to be able to stop the run, so see you later. You go to Green Bay. Like, and now you add this on top of it. Like, bro, are you trying to get Dak killed on Sunday? Because that's what's going to happen. Like, I cannot believe Jerry Jones is saying stuff like this. Like, it's just, oh, we didn't win Super Bowls with him. You're the one that put the team together, guy. Like, you're out here acting like, oh, I mean, not like we could win with Micah Parsons, so I don't know what the whole big deal is. Like, if you built the team and knew what you were doing, you could have won with Micah Parsons. He was your best player since Emmitt Smith, and you just sent him away, not even in the prime of his career, to a rival. It makes no sense whatsoever. And the number is what the number is in the betting market. Like, I know sharp bettors really like Dallas at 7. I get it. Dallas is going to be healthier. They're actually going to probably have Trayvon Diggs and Deron Bland back in the secondary. Feels like those guys never play together. One of them's always hurt. This is one of those rare opportunities where they'll be on the field at the same time. Like, with all of that, I still don't care, because I think Green Bay is going to come in here with a point to prove. Green Bay coming off an embarrassing loss, and Dallas was embarrassed last Sunday as well. Both teams have a point to prove, but I think this is just going to continue to rally the Packers around Micah Parsons. I'm staying away from the game. I don't really love laying 6.5 in a primetime game, which is probably going to be the Cowboys Super Bowl based on the way Jerry Jones has been kind of talking that cash noise all week long. But like, I'm not taking the points either. I'm passing the game. I'll watch the game begrudgingly as a fan of the Cowboys and root for them to win, but I don't think it's going to end up very well. Once again, I think this is going to be the nightmare scenario for Jerry Jones and that organization as they get laughed at in primetime in front of the entire country. Bill, hit me with the next one.
Well, Femi, the Baltimore Ravens defense has been surprisingly soft so far this season. Only the Miami Dolphins have given up more points. The Ravens are giving up 32 points per game, and defensive coordinator Zach Orr is starting to get some heat. But safety Kyle Hamilton says, not so fast, my friends.
Sometimes Ravens fans can be a little spoiled, just like the amount of success that this franchise has had. You know, we lose 5 games and the world's about to end. I think on Zach, it's unfair to put all the blame on him when there's 11 guys out there on the field that are playing their hearts off, and he's put us in the right positions. It's just a matter of us doing the right stuff, and that's where I feel like the critiques of Zach or whatever coaches are unfair, because he can't go out there and play for us. And as much as he'd want to, he can't. So it's up to us to go out and get the job done.
There you go. A little defense from Kyle Hamilton, Femi, but whether it's Orr's calls or the players' execution, they need to figure this out in a hurry as they head to Kansas City to take on the Chiefs this Sunday. And we have learned that Xavier Worthy officially back for the Chiefs.
I mean, if the Ravens defended that well on the field, we wouldn't be having these conversations, right? You know, like you want to go out there and be like, oh, yeah, it's not Zach's fault and this and that. I don't know whose fault it is. It's someone's fault. The players want to blame themselves. We're all blaming Zach Orr, because you look at the roster and it's like these players are all good. So it's something's not happening with the coaching staff, the scheme. Maybe nobody's understanding what they're being asked. I don't know what's going on, but clearly there's a fundamental problem. But I'll say this, though, before we even get into the defensive side of it. Kyle Hamilton to be like, oh, well, Ravens fans are all spoiled. Bro, you guys enter the year as like the Super Bowl favorites damn near every season. You haven't won it. Not this version of the team. This isn't Joe Flacco and Ray Lewis. Like, this isn't Ray Lewis and Rod Woodson and all those guys from the 2000 team and Trent Dilfer and that crew and Tony Siragusa, God rest his soul. Like this is a different version of the Baltimore Ravens, a version of the Ravens that have been known for being perennial chokers. So yes, I'm sorry. I'll apologize on behalf of the Ravens fan base. Like, you should have expectations. You deserve to have expectations, because the team on paper is that good. This all like, oh, I don't know why we lose 5 games and the sky is falling. Bro, just win a damn playoff game. Right, well, how about start there, right? Like, go to Buffalo and win. Go to Kansas City and win. Hell, win at home. Like, do something. Like this, I just can't stand that tone. Now, what's actually happening on the field? Well, they're not stopping the run very well. Secondary's not playing that well. And we all talked about the secondary being, oh my God, how are you going to throw on the Ravens? They just got Jair Alexander. They got Kyle Hamilton. They drafted Malachi Starks. They got Marlon Humphrey. You're not going to be able to throw. Everyone's throwing on the Ravens. Josh Allen threw on the Ravens. Jared Goff threw on the Ravens. And this week, I think Mahomes is going to throw on the Ravens. With Xavier Worthy back, it's not going to look as pretty as it did for Buffalo and for Detroit, but with Worthy back, I actually think that the Chiefs are going to have some success on offense, and if that's the case, it's going to put pressure on Lamar and that Ravens offense to match, and we all know how that's going to go. In this big game, if I had to bet it, and I think we might actually get to three. There's a three even money out there in the market, and a lot of the 2.5s are heavily juiced. At three, I will be betting the Kansas City Chiefs because I hate this tone from Kyle Hamilton and the Ravens defense. Do something before you start criticizing the fan base for having expectations on a team that should be the best in the NFL. Bill, hit me with the next one.
No, Femi, quickly here. The Buffalo Bills will have another week without defensive tackle Ed Oliver or linebacker Matt Milano, but lucky for them, they have a home game against the winless Saints where the Bills sit at a 15.5 point favorite. There we go. I just got to learn how to talk. Femi, obviously rough to have another week without those guys, but as we all know, it really shouldn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Buffalo Bills are kind of using this as like, you know what? We're playing bad teams. So you know what, Ed? You know what, Matt? Go get right. And once we get to the meat of the schedule, then you'll come back. That's how Buffalo's feeling about this one. And speaking about getting defensive, I mean, the Bills defense, is it going to be good on Sunday? Probably not. I think if the New Orleans Saints are able to protect the football, they might actually have some success. Spencer Rattler hasn't been terrible this year. Like, he's actually been pretty competent. I would expect this game, if I were to bet it, to bet the over, because I do think the Bills offense is going to torch that Saints defense. But hey, like, if this is a little bit competitive at some points, I wouldn't be surprised at all. But I do think Buffalo will come close to covering this number. Like, if I had to bet the game on the side, it would be actually with New Orleans. But I think I can see Bills by like a couple of touchdowns, which if that's the case, Saints actually get home and they cover as a 15.5 point dog. Bill, hit me with the last one before we had to break.
All right, Femi, the Dodgers blank the Diamondbacks 8-0. And with that victory, they clinch the NL West. Dodgers locked into the 3 seed in the NL playoffs. So they will play in the wild card round against either the Mets, Reds, or possibly the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, imagine being one of those teams, right? Fighting for that final NL wild card spot. Here's the defending World Series champions. The more I think about this and closer we get 3 days away from the playoffs, it just might be the Dodgers again, guys. Like, I'm going to get in the lab this weekend. I want to come up with a different answer, but don't be shocked. Come Monday when we do our predictions, then I'm saying Dodgers repeat as your World Series champions. On the other side, we'll talk all the popular betting sides this week, Ryder Cup and baseball to wrap up the hour here on YBYB.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.